City Secretaries Nada Adams, Cindy Tryon, Sergeant-at-Arms Kurt Newharth, Assistant Sergeants-at-Arms Raleigh Benson and Don Rounds. And for this first term, the following pages, Diana Arbach, Jessica Bird, Alicia Coggins, Amber Delman, Samuel Drown, Mandy Ellefson, Mackenzie Hopkins, Hayes Meckel, and Sarah Nagel. Legislative interns, Jeffrey Gordon, Whitney Gunderson, Emily Kerr, Michael Larson, Jennifer Miles, Abby Monins, Kylie Schaefer, Nicholas Shaw, and Erica Zur.
Please raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I state your individual names. Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota and will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of an according to the best of my abilities. Congratulations.
Congratulations. And as was the other, as the case with the others, please sign your oath and turn it in at the front desk. Now we'll proceed to the question of temporary rules. We'll wait just a minute.
This is the one that he signed to.
Yes.
Thank you. Good to see
Senator Bogue moves that the permanent joint rules and the permanent Senate rules of the 79th legislative session be adopted as the temporary joint rules and temporary Senate rules for the 80th legislative session.
Is there a second?
Aye.
Remarks on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the roll call vote. I beg your pardon. The question before the Senate is Senator Bogue's motion that the Senate adopt as the temporary rules, those joint rules and permanent Senate rules of last year's session, the 79th legislative session. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah. Adelstein. Apa.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bogue.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Dunwald.
Aye.
Dunifan.
Aye.
Early.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hanson Tom.
Aye.
Hanson Gary.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Kelly.
Aye.
Klocek.
Aye.
Knutson.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Koistra.
Aye.
Koskin.
Aye.
Linz. McCracken.
Aye.
McNinney.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Napoli.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Sutton Dan.
Aye.
Sutton Duane.
Aye.
Two Bulls.
Aye.
Schoenbeck. Mr. President, ayes 35.
So the motion having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect, the President declares the motion carried. Joint Select Committees.
Senator Bogue moved that the Committee of Three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the House to make arrangements for the joint session to receive the Governor.
Is there a second? Remarks on the motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. President appoints as such committee Senators Schoenbeck, Bogue, and Moore.
Senator Bogue moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the House to notify the Governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive a communication that he may desire to make.
Is there a second?
Second.
Remarks on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. President appoints as such committee Senators Schoenbeck, Bogue, and Moore.
Senator Bogue moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the House relative to joint rules for the two houses for the 80th legislative session.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. President appoints as such committee Senators Schoenbeck, Bogue, and Moore.
Senator Bogue moved that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the House to select chaplains for the 80th legislative session.
Is there a second?
Second.
Remarks on the motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. The President appoints as such committee Senators Smith, Early, and Dan Sutton.
Senator Bogue moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the Light Committee on part of the House, the purpose of inviting the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court to address a joint session on the state of the judiciary and to make arrangements therefore.
Is there a second?
Second.
Remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. President appoints Senators Bogue, Schoenbeck, and Moore.
Senator Bogue moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the House to confer with the Director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, Senate and House journals and bills, and other legislative printing for the two houses and the state offices with the full power to act.
Is there a second?
Aye.
Remarks on the motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. The President appoints as such committee Senators Schoenbeck, Koskin, and Moore.
Senator Bogue moved that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the Light Committee of the House to make arrangements for legislative days for the members, officers, and employees of the Senate and the House for the 80th legislative session.
Is there a second?
Second.
Remarks? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. The President appoints as such committee Senators Schoenbeck, Bogue, and Moore.
Senator Bogue moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the House to fix the compensation for the elective and appointed officers and employees of the House and Senate for the 80th legislative session pursuant to SDCL 258 with the full power to act, and that such compensation schedule be filed with the Director of the Legislative Research Council and the State Auditor.
Is there a second? Remarks on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed no. Motion carried. President appoints as such committee Senators Schoenbeck, Bogue, and Moore.
Senator Boag moves that a committee of three in the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House to arrange for a memorial recognition of the deceased former members of the Senate and House.
Is there a second? Remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. The President appoints as such committee Senators McNenny, Ed Olson, and Senator Bartling. Appointments of standing committee have been made, and they are as follows. Agriculture and Natural Resources, Chair Duenwald, Vice Chair Koistra, Members Dempster, Hansen, Tom, Koskin, Lintz, McNenny, Klocek, and Peterson, Jim. Appropriations Committee, Chair APA, Vice Chair Early, Members Gant, Greenfield, Napoli, Smith, Sutton, Duane, Bartling, Hansen, Gary. Committee on Commerce, Chair is Senator McCracken, Vice Chair Senator Broderick, Members Senators Abdallah, Kelly, Schoenbeck, Ketzel, and Sutton, Dan. The Committee on Education, Chair Senator Olson, Ed, Vice Chair Senator Boag, Members Senators Duenwald, Knudsen, Koistra, Nesselhoff, and Peterson, Jim. The Committee on Government Operations and Audit, Chair Senator Gant, Vice Chair Senator Koskin, Members Senators APA, Early, and Moore. The Committee on Health and Human Services, Chair Senator Dempster, Vice Chair Senator Hansen, Tom, Members Senators Adelstein, Dunafin, Olson, Ed, Sutton, Dan, and Tubols. The Committee on Judiciary, Chair Senator Abdallah, Vice Chair Senator Schoenbeck, Members Senators Gray, Knudsen, Koskin, Ketzel, and Moore. Committee on Legislative Procedure, Chair Senator Schoenbeck, Vice Chair Senator Boag, Members Senators Duenwald, Gray, Koskin, Hansen, Gary, and Moore. Committee on Local Government, Chair Senator Dunafin, Vice Chair Senator Gray, Members Senators Adelstein, Broderick, Dempster, Klocek, and Tubols. Committee on Retirement Laws, Chair Senator Greenfield, Vice Chair Senator Early, Members Senators APA, Ketzel, and Sutton, Dan. Committee on State Affairs, Chair Senator Boag, Vice Chair Senator Koskin, Members Senators Abdallah, McCracken, McNenny, Olson, Ed, Schoenbeck, Moore, and Sutton, Dan. Committee on Taxation, Senator Knudsen, Chair, Vice Chair Senator Lintz, Members Senators Duenwald, Hansen, Tom, Kelly, Koistra, Hunstad, Nesselhoff, and Peterson, Jim. And finally, the Committee on Transportation, Chair Senator Kelly, Vice Chair Senator Broderick, Members Senators Lintz, McCracken, McNenny, Hunstad, and Klocek. Consideration of reports of joint committees.
Your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of arranging for a joint session of the Senate and the House of Representatives to receive the message of the Governor respectfully reports that the Senate and House will convene in joint session in the Chamber of the House of Representatives at 1 o'clock, January 11, 2005. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schoenbeck, Boag, and Moore, Representatives Diedrich, Dykstra, and Gillespie.
And the motion is by Senator Boag to adopt the report of arranging a joint session. Is there a second?
Second.
Remarks on the motion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed no. Motion carried.
And Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to notify the Governor that the Legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in a joint session to receive any communication he may desire to transmit respectfully reports that the Governor is ready to appear before the joint session to deliver his message. Respectfully submitted, Senators Schoenbeck, Boag, and Moore, and Representatives Diedrich, Dykstra, and Gillespie. Senator Boag moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to notifying the Governor be adopted.
Is there a second?
Second.
Remarks on the motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. Not on your agenda is the report of the Joint Committee on hearing the report of the judiciary, the state of the judiciary tomorrow. And to enable us to do that, we want to act on that joint session resolution at this time.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of arranging for a joint session of the Senate and the House of Representatives to receive a message of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court respectfully reports. That the Senate and the House convene in joint session in the chamber of the House of Representatives at 1 o'clock, January 12th, 2005. That the message of the Chief Justice be printed in the House Journal. Respectfully submitted, Eric Bogue, Senator Schoenbeck and Gary Moore, and Representative Roden, Cutler, and Harkins. Senator Bogue moved that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session be received, the message of the joint of the Chief Justice be adopted.
Is there a second? Remarks on the motion. So the motion before the Senate is Senator Bogue's motion that we convene at 1 o'clock in joint session to hear the message from the Chief Justice. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed no. Motion carried.
Messages from the House. No messages.
There are no messages from the House. So we'll proceed to first reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 12, an act to authorize a parent to appear telephonically for a hearing to voluntarily terminate parental rights. Senate Bill 15, an act to provide that certain submissions constitute waiver of the right to change a hearing examiner in certain contested cases regarding workers' compensation. Senate Bill 16, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the statutes of limitation for workers' compensation claim. Senate Bill 23, an act to include officers of the Federal Protective Service and the United States Postal Inspection Service in the definition of a federal law enforcement officer. Senate Bill 24, an act to condition certification of non-participating manufacturers selling tobacco products upon provision of consent to be sued in state courts for enforcement of tobacco statutes. Senate Bill 25, an act to establish a fund for the payment of certain tobacco litigation expenses and to make an appropriation therefor. Senate Bill 26, an act to provide monetary penalties for failure of tobacco distributors and wholesalers to comply with certain cigarette regulations. Senate Bill 54, an act to clarify the procedure to be followed for the abused or neglected child proceedings. 55, an act to provide for a preference of placements of abused and neglected children with relatives and to provide a hearing for review of adoptive placement decisions. Senate Bill 59, an act to permit the involuntary feeding or hydration of a prisoner. Senate Bill 60, an act to provide to reserve certain provisions relating to child support. Senate Bill 67, an act to revise certain drug and alcohol offenses, driving offenses, and other felonious offenses. Senate Bill 27, an act to revise the rulemaking authority regarding the mowing of ditches in the state trunk highway system. 31, an act to update certain provisions pertaining to motor vehicle safety and transportation of hazardous material. Senate Bill 63, an act to revise certain provisions regarding pedestrian control signals. And Senate Bill 67, an act to revise the notice requirements for road district elections. And Senate Bill 8, an act to revise certain provisions concerning voter tabulation systems.
Those bills are assigned to the following committees: to the Committee on Taxation, Senate Bills 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 22, and 47. To the Committee on State Affairs, Senate Bills 6, 44, 45, 61, 62, and 69. To the Committee on Judiciary, Senate Bills 12, 15, 16, 23, 24, 25, 26, 43, 54, 55, 59, 60, and 67. To the Committee on Commerce, Senate Bills 9, 10, 13, 14, 18, 19, 20, 21, 29, 30, 32, 33, 40, 46, 48, 49, 50, 52, 53, and 68. To the Committee on Education, Senate Bills 11, 64, 65, and 66. To the Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources, Senate Bills 17, 28, 34, 35, 36, and 42. To the Transportation Committee, Senate Bills 27, 31, and 63. To the Committee on Health and Human Services, Senate Bills 37, 38, 39, 41, 51, 56, 57, and 58. And finally, to the Committee on Local Government, Senate Bills 7 and 8. Are there any announcements? Senator Bogue.
Just a couple announcements. First one, there will not be any State Affairs. Thank you, Mr. President. First announcement, there will not be a State Affairs Committee meeting tomorrow morning. Secondly, in order to accommodate the address of the Chief Justice, we will be coming on the floor and immediately recessing so that we can get across the hall or for the speech. So be prepared to get here on time because we will not be here very long. And then we will be coming back again after the speech is concluded to wrap up the day's affairs. So again, 1 o'clock here, as per the motion earlier, and then immediately recessing for the Chief Justice speech. And again, no State Affairs Committee meeting tomorrow morning.
Senator Knutson.
Senate Tax will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 to have an overview given to us by Secretary Viken. And I believe that's in 413. Thank you.
Senator Dunifan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Local government will not meet until next Wednesday. I passed copies of the bills out to the members. We are not meeting Monday, and we will post it on Friday. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcement, Senator Early.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appropriations meet tomorrow morning, 7:30, LRC 1 and 2.
Further announcements.
Senator Schoenbeck moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, January 12th, the second legislative day, for the purpose of recessing to receive the address of the Chief Justice.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried.
Senator McCracken moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. We are adjourned.